Jerry Jones tried to make nice with Roger Goodell yesterday.
Well, yeah, you know, at least for the cameras and the microphones.
The two of them were together in Irving, I guess.
They were.
Well, all the owners of the NFL are in town for meetings, and Robin Geske's kind of interested in the story, and she's been following it for us.
I have. You know, as we know, the past couple of months, Jerry Jones and the NFL, and Roger Goodell more specifically, have been going back and forth over contract negotiation. You know, Goodell was going to have an extension on his contract, and Jerry Jones kind of stepped up and said, not so fast, and you know, started doing some legal maneuvering. But last week they did announce that Goodell did sign a contract extension. So today or yesterday was the first time that both of them were actually present, you know, in the same place. Mm-hmm. And so they both addressed the media.
5-year extension, by the way, through 2023.
Yeah, it's a hefty contract. I mean, it's worth a lot of money too.
It is, but the huge majority of it is incentive based.
Right. It's all incentive. So if everything goes well, it's going to be $200 million.
For five years.
Wow.
Yeah. But again, a lot of that would be very difficult, but I think the base pay will be $4 million a year,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
for somebody in his position, not that big a deal.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
So what did Jones have to say to
He basically, he when he addressed the meeting, he said, he apologized first for holding up the contract negotiation, things like that. And he said basically what he was just attempting to do was he was just trying to check the deal with other team owners, because he said, you know, he doesn't think it's fair that, you know, that just this group of five people who
right.
are on the committee, you know, get to yeah. approve this. He kind of thought it was, you know, a lot of money, and he wanted to just kind of check with other owners. He also said, you know, he wanted to remind everybody that, you know, in the NFL, it's kind of a, you know, all 32 team owners have to agree on something. He said, so if even one of them, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's him or somebody else, if they step up and they said, not, you know, we don't want to do that, that it cannot go forward. But he also did take some time to talk about Goodell and talk about how he thinks that, you know, he knows for a fact that Roger Goodell has the best interest of the NFL in mind.
I know how much Roger Goodell loves the National Football League, and he should love it even more after right now. But seriously, and I say that, I congratulate him, but I'm just saying he does love this league. There's no questioning that in my mind. And he's been very good to this league.
And he has been very good to the league.
Sounds like he cut himself off from saying, I congratulate Roger on his new contract.
He did. Yeah, he did.
He says, I can. And then he went on to.
It does. It sounds like he kind of hesitated and pulled himself back in on that.
Did he say anything about Zeke Elliott?
He didn't. I mean, obviously, that was what everybody was thinking that behind the scenes, was that he was upset about the suspension. You know, that's why he was, you know, doing this kind of.
You know, what I read into it is yes and no. It's not so much the Zeke situation specifically, except that may have been, you know, as far as Jerry was concerned, the straw that broke the camel's back, because it may very well have kept the Dallas Cowboys out of the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year.
True. And I mean,
he's saying that Goodell has been given too much power.
He has. And he also talked about yesterday how the reason why he basically did this is he said it's the evolution of the position itself. It's not just what it was when he started out.
Jerry, do I look like I'd take it personally? No, is the answer to that question. And listen, as I've said before, I think people disagreeing, people having the ability to do that within the context of our structure is something that makes us stronger.
Yeah, so Roger Goodell was talking about how, you know, he likes the fact that the league is set up that way, that all 32 owners have to agree on things, that when they go through things like this, that it does make them stronger. And Jerry Jones also took some time to address that, too. He said this is the group of owners that are the most educated and most involved that he has been around since he bought the Cowboys. He said that, you know, they've had owners in the past that haven't been as involved in the day-to-day. And he said that this group is really, you know, they do scrutinize everything.
They're not absentee owners.
Right.
Well, one,
right.
One thing's for sure, these owners and the commissioner are going to have some tough times ahead. They've got number one, they've got to figure out a way to make the process of punishing players for one thing or another more even-handed,
right, standardized.
and consistent.
Exactly.
You can't just give one guy the right to say, okay, you're not going to play the next two games. All right, I'm going to suspend you for six. I'm going to suspend you for three games. You know, just it's arbitrary.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is that they're going to have contract negotiations with the players coming up in a couple of years that are probably going to wind up with players threatening to walk out because they don't have the kind of power that players in other sports. In fact, did you hear that there is a massive organization that's just gotten started? I think they just held their first meeting yesterday. It's like a union for all professional sports.
Very cool.
All getting together. Yeah, because the NFL specifically, they want to know how baseball manages to pull off the stuff that they get away with.
That's true.
They got pitchers making $25 million a year.
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Robin.
It's Life in Dallas and the NFL. Thank you, Robin Geske. She's our producer and a little bit of a sports nut from time to time, I guess.